Yeah, so how are you?
Chilling, dude.
Doing good? I haven't seen you in a week.
Oh yeah, it has been a week.
Literally every episode is, I have not seen you in a week.
Yeah, but it was a week and some days. So it seems like 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple of boys are getting rowdy, wondering where the cast was.
Dude.
It's like, dude, come on, man. I'm out here trying to get this bread.
Yeah, dude,
We're
I'm
both
trying to
out here
find him. I'm
grinding,
trying to beat
dude.
my dad to death, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying
We should
to.
burglarize our respective parents.
Yeah?
No, it'd be the perfect job, dude. Actually, my dad chucked up some cams. He chucked up a couple cams recently.
Do you want to? I'll burglarize your family.
That's a
You
good
get my
move, dude.
family.
That's a good move.
Your family's strapped, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I got some guns.
Yeah,
Got
my dad
bad
only
guns.
has one rifle.
Yeah,
He
but
would miss.
you could just catch them in like the middle of the day and just walk the
Yeah,
door's
yeah, yeah.
open. Like,
Yeah, you just walk right in.
you could go burglarize them pretty easily.
What would you steal?
From my house?
Yeah. I'd steal that rabbit. You guys still got that rabbit with
Rabbit's dead,
the
bro.
rabbit died with
Yeah,
the fucked up teeth?
rabbit's dead.
How'd it die?
R.I.P.
Just died.
General neglect, probably. I
General
don't know. No, it was old as fuck. My like brother bought that
neglect.
for my little sister when she was like a little girl.
What was wrong? What was his name?
Oh, fuck, man, I can't
You even
remember.
remember its name, dude?
Dude, we've had so many animals, dude. I can't remember my animals' names. I forget the. I don't remember, dude. But it had like a. It came with a genetic defect. It was supposed to be a small little rabbit, and my brother. It was a very dishonest rabbit merchant. Sold him like a monster rabbit. This thing got huge, and it had this defect a defect where its teeth would grow and then curl up. It was crazy, dude. So you had to like clip and shave its teeth. So everyone was like, "Fuck it, dude. We're not shaving this rabbit's teeth." So he had like a weird mastodon, dude. Who just like, and he would just run around our house and like hop on your lap. It was so weird.
Dishonest rabbit merchant.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking brutal. They're like gremlin dealers, dude.
You know what, dude? Talk made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
Look, dude, you're not gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I don't want it to them to be like, "Oh, Gillis was talking shit." It's like I'm not talking shit.
I'm talking
I
shit.
was honored to be there.
Send him,
I
tell him,
was
give me 14 days in my ass to heal, dude. Tell him I was
come up
talking
there and
fucking
wreck
shit, dude. Yeah, I'll
shop.
fucking burn that place down, kid.
Yeah, dude, mail some bombs, dude. Get it going.
I'll mail Robert Kelly a bomb.
This is for being kind of mean to my friend when you invited him on his podcast.
It's from me. You know, just name myself. That was like when I signed. I'm a jerk off, dude. When I wrote in that kid's yearbook, "I hope you get butt fucked this summer," and signed it all for my picture. Instantly got busted.
Get butt fucked this summer.
Sixth grade, baby.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got fucking in trouble.
Whoever found that sucks.
His mom.
Well, she's a
His
fucking
mom
bitch.
Found it. Got my mom's phone number from the school. My mom called the school, called me down to the phone. She's like, "Your father's gonna beat your ass."
You're
I
getting
was like,
butt fucked. You ended up getting
"Fuck
butt
yeah!" I
fucked.
was the one who got my dick butt fucked me with his foot.
You wished a butt fuck on someone and got butt fucked.
I did.
That was you going to the dark magic. You
for
tried to put a
sure.
butt fuck curse on a kid and you got too
An eighth
dark.
grader, he was going to high school. I was like, "I hope you get butt fucked before you fucking go to high school." Yeah, my dad. That was my dad's fucking strike of choice. He would kick you in the ass real hard.
What a lack of sense of humor that lady must have had. If I saw that in a kid's yearbook, I'd be like, "Who the fuck is that kid? That kid rules.
Kid fucking
Invite
rules,
him
dude.
over."
Dude, my mom found my. Remember Mad Libs?
Yeah.
Where you'd have like adjective.
Yeah. You wrote a bunch of
my
fucked
mom
up shit.
Fucking found that too, dude. I got in tons of trouble for that.
Really?
It was like, "Come see my pussy down the valley where my butthole will spin." Dude, fucking my mom found it. Was like, "I thought you were better than this."
Just pussy and butthole.
It was like, "Dick, pussy, bitch." And me and my cousin.
And nothing's changed,
and
by the way.
No. And me and my cousin would read them and be like, "Oh my God, butthole fits in so funny,
dude,
right there."
Did I tell you?
Dude, they made this for this.
Man loves butt and pussy. Did I tell you that? This is really embarrassing. So it was right, one of our episodes came out, and I wanted to hear it because I thought, oh, it was the teachers that wanted to fuck kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to hear this. It was so fucking funny to
Yeah.
me. So went over to Claire's house. We fugged.
For sure.
And then while she was in the shower, I laid in the bed and listened to it.
Oh,
and then
God.
She came out of the shower and was like, "Are you listening to your podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah, you just fucked a dude. You just had a dude come over to your house, fuck you, and then lay in bed and listen to his own podcast and laugh. Like, who are you?"
Shane, I was in bed.
But
the
then,
other... Go ahead.
Then we got high, and I came to the realization that we're just eighth graders that didn't grow up.
For sure.
And, like, I was high enough that I was like, "This is horrible. This is really bad. Like, you're bad. It's real bad.
Dude.
You got pain in your ass." But I was like, literally everyone else around us grew out of that. Like, in eighth grade, we kept the same sense of humor. Like, sure. That's gay. Yeah, I hope you get butt fucked.
The ass meter's going off, dude. Stop.
Oh. I was like, everyone else grew up and was like, yeah, that's kind of funny, and was mature. And you and me just stayed in that stage and just went to college with that, went to fucking,
I told you,
got our first jobs.
I threw stuff. The first day of college, I crumpled up a ball and threw it at a nerd, and everyone was like, what the fuck? And I was like, my bad. All right, sorry. It was biology class.
I love that story so much. Dude, throwing.
That's a good theory.
You set the tone early. Your first day is college. You're like, fucking dorks, huh? And everyone's like, oh, you're a dork.
I didn't know the answer, and I tried to cheat off a guy who looked like a nerd, and I made it very clear, and I was like, dude, stop. Move your arm. I need to see the answers. I cheated off this guy. And fucking,
he was retarded.
Just a retarded guy. I failed. I was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, I just told you I didn't know anything. I was like, damn, you look like a nerd.
You were scribbling one of those S's into your desk, throwing paper at people. You're like, high school is rules.
I was a senior last year.
But yeah, that's really
a good theory, dude.
That fucked me up. I was high and I was just
oh my God.
I'm just a giant eighth grader going around like, I jerked off twice today. How many times did you come? I got fucking pussy yesterday.
asshole.
I literally haven't changed.
I sat in my bed the other night. I was watching the video for Kapow because we had people over for New Year's. It was just a couple. And the guy found out I did stand-up. He goes, pull up your stand-up on YouTube. And I'm like, you know, they get a little taste of the one set.
Yeah, give him a little taste.
Let him check a little bit. And then, dude, episode Kapow comes up. It's next. And I'm like, Brittany, shut this off. Brittany,
what's that?
It was just our one episode, Kapow.
Our one episode?
We had a video of that. It's on YouTube.
Oh, the episode of Matt and Shane's podcast
comes up.
It's on YouTube.
Kapow. Yeah, the video of it. Sorry, the video comes up of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck we talked about. I'm like, Brittany, shut up. And she, like, let it go to the last. I was like, Brittany, shut the fuck off. I looked at her, like, shut the fuck up. She was laughing, turn it off. I went and watched it in bed while I'm laying there. Dude, I was listening to us say family, and I was shaking.
That's our family.
Shaking in my fucking bed, crying. Woke her up twice. I was like, we are the fucking best, dude.
You know what's really funny? The night, New Year's Eve, when I did cocaine.
Yeah.
Stayed up till 7 a.m. watching. I watched that. And I watched our live podcast.
That's awesome.
And I was, you know, doing cocaine.
Did you do like an entourage, I love this city, off the roof deck?
Yeah, I went out to my backyard.
Oh, yeah. That's just everyone on coke and their head is just like, oh, yeah.
No, it got sad. And I'm not going to do that for a long time. Because I've been partying too long. Dude, 2019, new year, new me.
You should do like the same thing with alcohol. Be like, so I only do a little tiny skinny line before a show. One for the road.
Yeah.
But no, that's a good New Year's resolution. Not doing coke is a sick resolution.
Well, it's not like I'm, again, I don't want people to listen to this and be like, holy shit, he does coke a lot.
No.
But this year I did do it too much. For, like,
I did it,
like, too many times.
You're in a high coke environment.
Yeah.
It's easy for everybody else in an office. But like,
Before I moved to New York, I never did.
I know these animals in these offices, bro. You get their wives away, right away they're like, let's get a fucking 8-ball, dude. Yo, remember how fun that was in the fucking fraternity? These dudes will call, trust me.
I never did it in college. Never did it. I never did it. And then...
Showbiz, dude.
That's showbiz, dude.
You're like, what's this stuff? You're fucking... What's the fuck's that movie?
Dewey Cox.
You're Dewey Cox, dude. What's this stuff?
You know, like, it makes the party the best thing in the world. You know the party you're at right now? It's going to be the most fun thing you've ever done. All right, I'll try it.
That's hilarious. Dude, did that what you said about the teenagers before I forgot? So the week you told me that, I had to go check on it's my dad's friend.
About us being grown-up eighth graders?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that weekend you were telling me that my dad's friend, his kids, they're on the spectrum. They're old enough where they can take care of themselves. Like, their dad just worries for them. So he sent me to go check on them.
Did you hear eighth grade me just laugh at that? You're like, they're on the spectrum. I was like,
but it's so funny because I went and I picked these dudes up. And, dude, the whole time they're like, this is retarded. You're here. We're fine. I was like, yeah, I know. But let's go fucking go to Pika's, get some pizza, boys. So we go down there and, you know, we're chilling there the whole time. These dudes are cracking me the fuck up, dude. The shit they're talking about is so funny. And then
what were they talking about? Do you remember any of it?
So apparently the guy went over to a Limp Bizkit concert. And he said, I was like, how was it? He was like, I don't know. Friend Durst was a fucking asshole. He just came out the whole time and was like, I'm here to party, pussies. You guys are fucking dorks. He was like, fuck yeah, I'm fucked up. He's like, you didn't even do any songs. He just said he was getting fucked up and walked around.
He's like, coming to my show. He didn't do a joke. He just said he was fucked up.
Just came out and was just like, fuck yeah, I'm here to party, pussies. Fuck you guys. I'm not doing shit. And he just didn't. He would do like 10 seconds of rolling and be like, fuck that. I'm here to party. And just like go backstage, come back. And he was like, but I found out through my brother. So this guy
Wait, these autistic dudes went to a Limp Bizkit concert?
The one did. He said the whole time, he's like, he would just trash the whole crowd. I was like, fuck you, dudes. So, dude, these guys are so fucking funny, man. They were, he started talking Trump. And this guy, it's weird. He was hit me. He's like, you know, you can't say a lot of things anymore. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And he was like, but I fucking hate Trump. And I was like, why? And he was like, fuck, bro. He had his reasons. He didn't like him. But it's my brother told me that when he goes, so his dad brings him to work every day. He's like, come on, come to work. And he's like, I don't feel like fucking coming. His dad's like, come to work. So he goes, they're up on roofs. So he goes up on a roof. He goes up on a roof with his dad. And there's, you know, there's like a lot of like Mexican dudes and shit working. Yeah. And he'll just be like, you know, my dad loves Trump, right? He's like, will you shut the fuck up, goddammit? Dude, I'm telling you, we had such a fun day. The whole time they would just be like, I picked him up and he was like, remember your, I took him to a concert one time. My car got towed from being on the boot list. He's like, as soon as I opened the door, remember your car got towed? I was like, dude, fuck you, dude. And we get in. One of them's real nice. The other one's a motherfucker. So I was like, he said something. He said something vaguely racist. And I'm like, you can't say that anymore, bro. I was like, I got a black girlfriend. He goes, what? And I'm like, yo. I was like, and she's a cop. He was like, what is she, racist against herself? I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's like, that's hilarious. He's like, whatever, dude.
Damn.
Dude, he was so... This dude's the man.
Bring these boys on the fucking
dude,
cast.
They're fucking sick, dude. They're so fucking awesome. So that young for that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But for me, I'm such an easy sort of... The only word that's coming to mind is pop, insofar as...
An easy pop?
Like, I can come easy.
Could you come during a lap dance?
No. I want to qualify that. I say, like, an easy pop if you... There's certain things. And it's just like, if you just say a few things at me...
Yeah, if you just let if you, just let like, you spin you into her butthole.
You know?
Oh, then my God.
I'll be done.
If a girl sucks my nipples, I come.
Okay, like, there you go.
Fast. So, oh, boy, do I have sensitive nipples.
Yeah. So then...
It's my neck and ear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my whole body's covered in dick skin. It's like everywhere feels good for me, but like my nipples, I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Ooh, love getting my nipples
sucked.
You
love nip play.
Love nip play. I just like getting my nipples sucked, dude. It feels great.
I'll fucking suck your nips.
You
dude.
Won't.
I swear to God, I would suck your teeth. I would suckle
dude,
over your
teeth. It feels
teat.
So good.
Do you think you would crumb if I suckled your teeth?
I'd twitch for sure.
You would quiver?
I'd, if Steve was inside me and you sucked my nipples, I'd come for sure.
Steve, you got a hammer, don't you?
A hammer?
You got a big old dong.
Definitely not. No. Do not. No.
Okay.
Doesn't we've talked about our church.
I can see him having a
absolutely not.
Fat,
just a weird big
boy.
Dong.
No.
But
I
it's
wish.
Weird.
Mine is like
I see that
slightly
hand motion.
Normal
look,
up
look
top.
That, look at that thing.
And then it comes down. It narrows down. It's
whoa.
Just the worst design on the planet.
No, you got the fucking...
You got the
know.
Ideal donger.
No.
Just gets stuck in there. You got a fucking...
The thing's ribbed for his pleasure.
Yeah, you got a dog dick, dude.
Definitely not.
You lock in.
I mean, dude, the girth counts. The widest point counts as your girth. You don't need all that bottom girth.
My girth is terrible.
Perfect for creating queefs, your dick. Just shotgun an air
that's
into
the
that
noisemaker,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah. You got the noisemaker. You got the party. You got the party whistle.
Party!
Holy yeah,
man. But what I was saying is just that, what again, frustrating about somebody that is very particular.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so if it's going on for a certain period of time, and then she's like, are you going to, you know, she's basically just asking, like, are you going to finish?
Ugh.
And then it's like, well, just, like, don't say that. Just say,
I want you to. Yeah.
And then I will be done. Just do it. Dude. Just do it. Just say it. She won't because
you guys
it's
are
like,
having, like, 5 year in married sex on the first date.
But this wasn't a first date. This is somebody I used to date.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not going to work. It was just.
It's
like,
all right.
Yeah.
You don't need anybody, dude.
I do need
that's
somebody.
What I'm saying.
I'm desperate
no, you don't.
To be in a committed relationship.
Really?
Well, I would like to be with somebody. Yeah. I do enjoy.
You hear that, lady listeners?
You might guess her.
Yeah, lady, my sister.
But. Whatever. It's not worth it doing it with the wrong one, because that would just be a nightmare.
Heard that, dude.
Yeah, been there.
Yep.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare, dude. I did that. I got married like that. Literally, that was my thought process going into being married. I was like, well, you know, you can always break, you can always get unmarried. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yes. That's so great.
Woo, is that a fucking miscalculation, dude? You think you just, you can't just walk out of there, dude? That's a fucking full thorn bush you have to walk out of. I was like, well, easy in, easy out, no big deal.
No, yeah. No, no.
The whole time they're erecting little traps and fucking webs, dude. And you, as soon as you want out, it's like, oh, lose your TV. You're like, oh no, fuck it. Just lose all your shit. You're like, all right, fine.
Yeah, man.
Well, you go bad. The game of love is a dangerous game. Yeah. A lot of our great thinkers laugh at the idea of being able to intertwine romantic sex and stable relationships. Like, it's one or the other. It's not me.
I don't know. I think you can work around it. It's like you just have to both be committed to this.
I think in order for – there's only two options in order for a man to have, like, fun, kinky sex his whole life with one partner. You got to be into butt stuff, or you got to be in a weird open relationship in a swinger. Two options. Yeah, or you just have to not jerk off so long that you need to come so bad that you can, you know.
The weird open – the open relationship thing, I am firmly – convinced. Yeah, that, can't yeah work. Exactly. It and cannot work.
I don't think it can. Not for me. I'm too
not
jelly.
For me.
Too jelly.
Hell no.
Yeah.
The other, you got to get into butt stuff then. If you want to, like, to have, you know, like a fun.
You mean your own butt?
Yeah, you'd have to.
You're saying you the only way to make it work, you got to get your butt.
The
fucked.
Only way to make it that exciting, yeah, you'd have to be into, like taking massive dildos in your butt.
True.
Just to keep it exciting. You got to let her strap attack you.
That's what. That's
that'll
a common
get you
answer.
Through 60 oh, years. Shit. Now, as Deutsch makes us live to like 500, I don't know how to keep that going, but that's wild.
We should wrap it up, right? This is a late one.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Gerben, dude.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. We'll see. I'd like to have you on again. That was good, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That was good talk. That was the first time we had a.
Yep. All of Steve's ideas now belong to Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
Yes.
That's how that works.
We are the smart
That's
ones.
That's our knowledge
not
now.
Steve. Steve's not smart.
We're going to eat Steve now.
Yes. How strong will I get if I eat Steve right now?
Oh, dude, your children will be rich if
Steve,
you eat Steve
who did
right
you
now.
Tell that you were going to be here?
What, at this thing?
We could probably get away with killing
we have to
sleep upstairs.
First.
I got a machete in the...
We'd have to have sex with him.
I would have sex with Steve.
We could actually say he broke in here. Rape him, then eat him.
It'd be weird for him to break in with an umbrella. We'd have to get rid of that umbrella.
No, there's a lot of bad guys with umbrellas.
That's how you know Steve's...
The Uber trip directly to the
That's how you know Steve's fucking smart, dude. He has a fucking umbrella.
I refuse to carry them.
Umbrellas are for gay pussies.
I wish there was like part of me that didn't believe this. And see a guy who carries an umbrella... I don't give a fuck. I'm like, yeah, guys, an umbrella. Me personally, I'm like, if I'm carrying an umbrella, I'm like, girl, you're a fucking girl. You're
yeah,
a fucking
true,
pussy.
Dude.
You're a bitch. Like, I can't carry one. Same
right?
with bicycle. If I dude, a bicycle helmet, like, fuck, no way.
You gotta do a bicycle
helmet. I'd rather die, dude.
You can't
but there's worse
helmet.
Things than death. You might just.
But
be
see,
like,
oh, I feel the same way about riding a bike. If I see someone riding a bike, I have zero respect for that human being.
The only way you can get, I know what you mean, but if you take your shirt off and do like a wheelie every 50
if
feet,
if I saw you.
You're good.
In fucking like painter's shorts and shirt off, I'd be like, all right, there goes a mentally deranged fucking man. All right, come on. We got to end this.
Wrap it up. Stevie, thank you.
Thank you so much, dude. You're the best.
Thank you.
Matt, fuck you.
Fuck you, dude.
Listener, suck our dick.
Tell us who's smarter out of me and Shane, dude. This is our knowledge off.
Was this our knowledge off?
Yeah.
Then you don't want to rewind it and listen, dude.
It's fine.
You got knowledged hard.
Yeah, right, dude.
I knowledged your...
Me and Steve, Steve are basically in cahoots
I saw
the
you
whole time.
You should, listener, you should have seen the way Matt was longingly looking at Steve every time
fucking,
he spoke, dude.
I admire the man,
Matt's
dude.
Matt's pussy was wet this
huge.
Entire
it was.
Time.
My intellect, compliment. Dude, was throbbing and wanting for more knowledge. You were just like, fuck this. Like an actual bomb? Or like not an okay set?
Crowds definitely sucked, but also it definitely didn't help that I... was not happy.
True.
Like, I was just up there. Like normally stand-up, like, with a hangover from booze, stand-up will cure that.
Yeah.
Because the adrenaline and, like, this is fun. It gets you out of a hangover. This was a different type of hangover.
Your serotonin was depleted, dude. You had nothing in it.
Like, a drunk hangover, I feel... Physically, I can feel how shitty I am. And also, mentally, I have tons of anxiety from it. But, like, physically, I feel like shit. This hangover was just mental. It was weird.
That is weird.
It was just a mental
depression.
You
might need the pain.
Maybe.
You might be a little bit of a fucking sadist, a masochist, dude.
You must
love the pain.
I would love for you to fucking tie me up and start hitting me and shit. Treat me like the bad boy that
I am. That's only one way to find
Shame
out. There's
me,
only
dude.
One way to find out.
Are we
going to
fuck again?
We might fuck.
I still have some ecstasy. You want to take
it? Like, hell yeah, dude.
If I took ecstasy right now and you and me fucked, it would be.
Let's split it in half and plug half of each.
You want to plug it up?
Put it in our bus. Yeah, you can put ecstasy up your butt.
I didn't even know that.
That's I would have only take it in my butt.
I would have done that with the other half.
What, pop? You should have plugged it.
I would
have
put it in my butt.
Yeah, if you're like about to go into a festival, you just fucking put it up your butt.
This is so funny.
I love how you don't. I was like, if you go to a festival, you put up, you can just swallow it.
You easily could have swallowed. Like, well, they don't search your butt. It's like, well, they're not going to make you throw up. But during the filming today, Gerben farted, and there were chicks. And one of the girls was like, oh, my God, it sounded wet. And he's like, well, it was the hemorrhoid cream. It's just that, Gerben, cut your losses, dude. Take
Jesus
the wet part.
Christ, don't talk about the hemorrhoid. Dude, speaking of which, I just contracted them.
Oh, yeah. You just got your first hemis.
I fucking called it, dude.
How do you feel about hemis?
Actually, you know what? I probably had these all along. Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to get, dude. Yeah, I took a dump. It was I looked down, looked like someone squeezed a ketchup packet into the toilet. I went, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, nice. It's just hemorrhoids. For a second, I'm like, am I fucking dying or something? And I went, they're hemis.
I remember my first blood poo.
Yeah, dude.
I was instantly like, holy shit, I'm dying.
Yeah.
My insides are bleeding. And it's like, oh, no. You just got a mangled butt.
Exactly.
You got a fucked up butthole.
I just texted both. I texted you guys both. It literally, as soon as I saw the blood, I'm like, texting Shane Gerben, dude.
Yeah. The hemorrhoids, real bummer.
It's not that big of a deal to me, honestly.
I had one ever that, like, hurt.
Yeah.
Like, hurt. Like, I felt like I was going to puke while I was taking a shit. Ooh. Like, it hurt so fucking bad.
I didn't have that.
That was tough. I've never had a hemorrhoid that, like, hurt, though. Like, that.
I wonder where the fuck mine, like... I mean, I definitely haven't.
You should be able to feel it. Let me feel your butthole.
Puffy... If I like, squeeze and contract my butthole, I can feel a little fucking sting that's not usually there. But
oh, yeah?
It's probably for... I've been beating the bag up, dude. It's probably for me hitting the bag.
Yeah, you probably hit the bag too hard.
What kind of hemorrhoid comes from throwing, like, a super hard left hook at a bag? I have that. I think I have that one. Dude, it was a lot of fucking... It was, like, more than enough blood that I was like, ooh. I got the heebie-jeebs.
It was very spooky.
It was.
Did you ever take ecstasy?
No.
I told my mom I took it.
What'd she say?
Which was really funny. Me, because it was my sister Katie's birthday. Happy birthday, Katie.
Happy B-Day.
We went out to lunch, me, my mom, and my sister. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, I fucking took ecstasy on Thursday night. She was like, no. me and Katie were laughing. And I was like, she's like, you better not get addicted. You know our family is prone to addiction.
You better just became an ecstasy addict.
Dude, that's what I was saying. I was like, honestly, if I get addicted to ecstasy, that'd be the sickest shit ever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd actually be cool.
That'd be fucking
Should I get
great.
Addicted to ecstasy?
I know a lot of people who got like real, real into it for a while. And eventually,
really?
Yeah, it eventually the effects just kind of wear off.
Nah.
My one friend, I will tell you this. I never really got into ecstasy. I didn't. It was nothing that ever really drew me into
it. I don't think I'll ever do it again. Maybe I'll do it, but...
One of my boys took, I think he said, hundreds of E-bombs in, like, the early 2000s. And he said, he was like, it's not that big of a deal. But he goes, I have noticed now that, like, I don't really ever get that happy or that sad. I'm just always kind of like...
That's all right.
That's what I'm saying.
If it eliminates the sad part, I can do without happiness.
He just goes, I'm kind of just like... He said he's just kind of like a steady. That might have just been him maturing. It might not
I'm
even
not,
be nice.
I'm that's a decent trade off. I'm not very happy that often.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sad most of
the
time. If
I'm
happy,
you can get it.
It's usually me like driving and laughing about something fucking dumb for like 10 minutes. And then it's back to just like, oh man, I fucking suck. That sucks.
That's sick to think of all your happiest moments in life. Just hit the wheel of the rolls. Just be like,
it seriously is.
Then you like get to where you're going. You're like, oh, it's fucking God.
Fuck, I gotta fucking work. I gotta fucking do stand up. The one thing I ever actually like, I'm still like, this is too hard.
This
fuck this.
Sucks.
I was actually laughing the other day thinking about that time I was driving and called that kid a pussy on his bike.
Oh my God.
I was driving home from Helium, and my windows were down, and this kid was riding his bike. I just had a good set. I was feeling good. This was actually one of my happier moments. This
adrenaline's
is like,
flowing.
It literally made me happy thinking about it. And this kid was riding his bike. He was wearing, like, khakis. He was coming from work, and he had his pant leg rolled up.
So he was, like, highly bullyable.
Oh, totally. He was, like, he was dressed like he was on, like, walls. He was, you know, he was wearing a button-down, rolled-up khakis.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, a Barstool sports fan. Mm-hmm. So I was riding by, and I was just like, pussy, for no reason. I was by myself. Got to a red light. I saw him just pedaling hard, and I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to catch up. He's going to get me. And then when he got close, I was like, he might spit on me or punch me, but I was like, I gotta leave the windows down.
Mm-hmm.
I got to let him fucking hit me.
I got to let him
get his fucking rebuttal.
True,
and he fucking pulled up next to me, like, panting, and, like, stuck his head slightly in the window. It was like, nice fucking piece of shit car.
You know why I bought you that Voss?
Cause...
So you wouldn't hate on me for drinking a Voss too.
Oh, really?
That's Voss's genius scheme, dude. It's like such a hateable water bottle that you have to buy your boys one too. Sorry, Gribbs, I forgot you're coming.
Oh, yeah, our guest today, Steve, Dr. Steve Gurman.
Hello.
The Gruel King.
Right.
Dr. Gruel.
But Dr. Gruel, dude. Dr. Steve Gruel.
Robert Gruel. Yo, yeah. Yeah, but I bought you one just so you couldn't hate on
That's
me.
A good move.
You had one too.
That's what you did with the Fleshlight too.
No, I legitimately double purchased. I literally, when I was on the phone with the guy selling me a microscope, I double purchased a microscope as well.
Really?
I get all weird on online marketplaces where I'm like, did that go through? Or like, it redirects me to PayPal, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll just get it again.
Yeah.
It'll sort out the mess. And then all you do is you get the second one, you're like, well, I didn't get this.
Yeah.
But in terms of the microscope, that's definitely a good merchant.
Then your bull gets a free fleshy. Exactly, and then you and your bull get to
your boy gets a
tag team a Fleshlight together. That was fun. Tight. We split Fleshlights.
I remember that.
We both went upstairs. We ran upstairs. It was like Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And unwrapped our Fleshlights and went to town. And we both ejaculated. And we came outside and looked at each other and pointed and said, that's a good cum. Yeah. We cummed hard, Steven.
Just came out and scratched our heads in the hallway. And we're like, how was that for you?
Yeah, we both. Then I got in his bed. And we lit a cigarette. Swished.
My favorite part of that story is actually how you found out that he ordered the Fleshlights, which is he was sitting on the sofa.
I was on the sofa. He was in the kitchen. Doorbell rings, and he's like, yes, it's here. It's here. And I was like, what's here? Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have what you call a poker face.
And then he got to, right before he opened the door, he's like, it's Fleshlights. I got two. Do you want one? And I was like, yeah, definitely. He's like, sweet.